SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Northern New South Wales residents hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst of Cyclone Alfred. And the UN hails a new proposal for Gaza's reconstruction. And also in SBS News Sport today, Football Australia defends delays on a promised security task force. The Prime Minister has spoken in Brisbane as Cyclone Alfred approaches the Queensland coast, amid expectations it will make landfall around 2 a.m. on Friday morning. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli says the Category 2 storm will force the closure of schools and cancellation of elective surgeries and public transport on Thursday and Friday. Almost 70 people were evacuated from South Stradbroke Island overnight, and evacuation centres have been set up in both Queensland and northern New South Wales. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government is providing an additional 250,000 sandbags to the Queensland government, adding the Australian Defence Force has been engaged to support communities through the weather event.
We've activated the Australian Government Disaster Response Plan, a crisis coordination team, and deployed liaison officers. We've convened the National Coordination Mechanism to assist with the coordination of the Commonwealth Government response. And what that means is that very quickly, Services Australia can be on the ground, making sure that people get that assistance when they need it.
The government has reacted angrily to speculation that Cyclone Alfred in Queensland could affect the timing of the Prime Minister's federal election announcement. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill says the PM says he has been focused on the potential crises in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, receiving regular briefings on the weather system. She says rumours about the relationship between the election date and the cyclone are crass and without foundation. And an election must be held by May 17th this year, but there is growing expectation the Prime Minister will call an election to be held on April the 12th. And the Grand Mufti of Australia has called for laws to protect all religions and sects equally, following alleged online threats to a mosque in Sydney. Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad has told SBS Arabic beliefs should not be used as a basis for targeting people.
It's very important that people are not targeted simply because they belong to a certain faith or religion. So we say that it's very important that laws are issued to protect religions and there is no selective protection for a certain group. But rather, we want protection to be general protection for all Australians who live on this land.
The Grand Mufti has confirmed to SBS Arabic he has received calls of solidarity from several communities, including Jewish and Christian groups. New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President David Ossip has released a separate statement saying no Australian should have to fear for their safety when attending their place of worship. And a former male nurse has been charged over his appearance in a video that allegedly contained threats against Israeli patients. New South Wales police have confirmed the 27-year-old man was arrested at Sutherland Police Station and charged with using a carriage service to menace as well as drug offences. A woman has already been charged over the video, allegedly broadcast from a hospital in Bankstown and circulated online. And Hamas has welcomed an alternative proposal for the reconstruction of Gaza by a group of Arab leaders at an emergency summit in Egypt. Egypt's plan foresees rebuilding Gaza by 2030, with the first phase involving the removal of unexploded ordnance and clearing more than 50 million tons of rubble. The proposal also involves Hamas ceding power to an interim administration of political independence until a reformed Palestinian Authority can assume control. The draft plan has been given a lukewarm reception by Israel and the White House, but UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there is no sustainable future for Gaza that is not part of a viable Palestinian state.
Any transitional arrangements must be designed to achieve unified Palestinian governance within an agreed and limited time frame. There can be no recovery without an end to the occupation, no justice without accountability for violations of international law, and no sustainable reconstruction without a clear and principled political horizon.
Thousands of residents in Japan have been evacuated as the country's biggest wildfire in decades continues to spread. Aerial footage shows heavy white smoke rising and fires blazing at night from a forested area near the northeastern city of Ufanutu. Firefighters have been struggling to contain the blaze after it first broke out on February 26 due to dry air. Local media reporting that the size of the fire had surpassed the previous record set in 1992. Local school teacher Marae Nakawatari says her students are struggling to deal with the disaster.
Some students are very discouraged and heartbroken by the fire. One showed me a picture of their house burning down and said to me, "There's nothing left." Another said, "Even if I get into a high school, I don't know where I could stay for that."
Ukraine's ambassador to Australia has called for more aid in the wake of the US changing position on support of his country. Vasyl Mishenko says Kiev would work with an incoming Australian government following the federal election as it requests more support in the form of armoured Bushmaster vehicles and more tanks due to be decommissioned. But he remains concerned over the US position on Ukraine. He says Donald Trump's recent statements and criticism of Volodymyr Zelensky is sending tectonic signals about its commitment to security in the Pacific. And NASA says two astronauts stranded in space are now just a weeks away from finally returning to Earth. The space agency says replacements are on the way to the International Space Station so that Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams can come home later in March. William and Williams have now spent 9 months in space. They had originally expected to be gone just over a week or so when they launched last June aboard Boeing's new Starliner capsule, making its crew debut after years of delay. And a new project is underway to help multiple sclerosis patients by encouraging the brain to repair itself. In MS, the immune system mistakenly attacks myelin, disrupting these signals and leading to debilitating symptoms such as fatigue, mobility issues, and cognitive challenges. Project leader Dr. Jessica Fletcher from the Menzies Institute for Medical Research at the University of Tasmania says her team is examining how to activate the brain's natural repair system by boosting the activity of myelin, producing cells called oligodendrocytes.
If we can actually promote myelin repair, we can potentially prevent and or reverse this neuron death, leading to less neurological disabilities and improve the quality of life for people with MS.
And this year's Great Book Swap is now underway in schools and organisations across Australia. The swap is hosted by the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, which says the idea is to swap a book in exchange for a gold coin donation. Last year, the foundation gifted over 135,000 books to nearly 500 remote communities through their book supply program. And in 2025, the foundation says it's hoping to raise $300,000. Chief Executive Officer Ben Bowen has told NITV their aim is to provide First Nations communities with books that reflect their own cultures, languages and experiences.
It's really about getting kids to drive their own literacy and show you how excited they are. And it goes against what we hear about a lot of our communities where our kids aren't interested in books. It's really hard for us, as you can see the books behind us, to keep kids away from them when they're the right type of book.
And now to sport. A task force, Football Australia, promised to set up to tackle antisocial fan behaviour following a Melbourne derby pitch invasion has yet to be established. FA Chief Executive James Johnson said at the time the task force would ensure Australia was a world leader in stadium security. But more than 2 years on, several A-League clubs, the Australian Professional Leagues and the Players Union, Professional Footballers Australia, say they have yet to see the task force's complete findings. Football Australia has released a statement that says plenty of work has been done and that they take the safety and security of all fans, players and officials seriously. And now a look at today's weather around the nation. Perth, sunny, 38. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 28. Melbourne, cloudy, 25. Hobart, cloudy, 29. Canberra, 28. Wollongong, shower through 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, showers, 26. Brisbane, cyclone possible, 26. Cairns, sunny, 33. And Darwin in the top end, shower or two and 35 degrees.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.